Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said. This is part of the Making Space series. This is number 2. I just want to explore the idea that making space is an active process. It's not lying around on the beach and it's not reading more self-help books. It's an active thing. Making boundaries is a thing and reclaiming your time is a thing. And it takes this active energy. It doesn't take a lot of time, but it does take time. It does take effort and it does take attention. So let's turn your attention this week toward something that I really want you to do. And that is to stop giving a fuck. Here's how you do it. Making space and not giving a fuck mean that you stop following, watching, reading, subscribing to, monitoring, or otherwise paying attention to those people, events, companies, organizations, or groups of people that really drive you absolutely insane. Stop giving a fuck. They take your shits. They take them very quickly. Stop paying attention. Because you can be just as committed to not letting Donald Trump be offended by reading every single thing about him that's ever in the papers, ever. Or you can make space for the other possibility in your life, which is to support anyone but Trump, right? I would argue that the anyone but argument is so much more effective than dedicating all of your time to swirling in this place of giving all your attention to something that you find negative, terrible, or horrible. What triggers your perfection porn? Who triggers your perfection porn? Because you can unfollow them. You can unsubscribe. When I walk past Kinfolk magazine and all the Kinfolk books and whatever, I want to take them and burn them. Which is why I don't give any of my energy to Kinfolk magazine, oddly enough. I don't follow any stylists on Instagram because I'm just not into perfection porn, guys. I'm sorry. I really am. I'm just not. And instead of following them and then being irritated that they are who they are or they're doing what they're doing, you just don't give a fuck. So, taking it one step further, and this is an M school assignment, so you're already ahead of the game if you're doing M school or you want to do M school. This is what I need you to do. Ready, set, unfollow 10 businesses, companies, or individuals, or organizations, doesn't have to be a business, that inspire your not-so-kind self to come out. So whoever that is, you can unfollow people on Instagram, you can unfollow people on Facebook, you can keep unsubscribing from emails, you can unsubscribe from Facebook groups where you're just like, oh God, it's terrible. And if we stop treating people as resources that we might need later, if we just acknowledge, like, dude, they're not doing anything for me, I don't give a fuck. Or that maybe a business connection will come from that at some point, but the daily that it causes is not worth it, just stop giving a fuck. The act of making space is not about just tuning out all the voices. It's being very selective about who you let in and not giving a fuck about the people that drive you up a wall. So when I say, who drives you up a wall? Who comes to mind? Unfollow them. When I say, what drives you up a wall? What comes to mind? Unfollow that wherever it is. If I ask you, who is it that you pay attention to that just feels a little bit off lately? Unfollow that person. Stop listening to what they say. This is a very difficult way to make space, but it frees up the places in your brain that let you find your voice and that let you attend to the thread of you that exists very quietly and that is the most vulnerable and delicate, that is so easily choked out by other voices, by perfection porn, by other people telling you that it's not cool or it's not good or it's not right or whatever they're saying. I don't know what they say to you. So go and don't give any fucks. Don't give 10 fucks today by unfollowing 10 people, organizations, businesses, whatever you want. And if you want to, you can let me know. You can tag me on Instagram at cakehelp. You can email me, brandcamponline@gmail.com. You can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/brandcamp. I fucking love that we're doing this making space adventure together. And if you really want to know, ask your partner or your best friend who it is that you, when you talk about them, you pretend to be happy, but you're not. Or you think they have good ideas, but there's an edge to them because they have insights. So go do those things. Let me know you did those things. And I will see you next week for another episode of Making Space, the That's What She Said series. Bum, bum, bum. Okay, bye, guys.